This is Christy Walters.
And I'm Jeff Bajorek. Together, we host the Why and the Buy podcast, and we are pumped to be a part of the Sell or Die podcast network.
The Why and the Buy is a show about tackling sales and leadership challenges that salespeople and small business owners face every single day.
While we have a lot of fun doing it. I'm a dad. I'd like to think I'm not a terrible dad, but I'm a dad, and I make bad jokes.
I love it. That's what happens when you start a podcast.
If you like making a lot of money and being super successful, then sure, I suppose.
Jeff and I have been there. We've lived through it, and we're here to share the lessons we've learned. So subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts. And remember, when you know your why.
Your hows and your whats get much better. We'll talk to you again real soon.
And mic drop.
I said, what would you do if there was a knock at the front door right now? You walked over there, you opened the door, and there was Hugh Jackman. He dropped to one knee, and he held up a small red velvet box. He flipped it open. It was a $1 million diamond ring. He said, you don't know me, but my name's Hugh Jackman. Would you make me the happiest man on earth? Would you run away with me for the rest of my life? What would you say to him? She looked at me, and she said, well, Tom, you know I love you, right? And I thought, yeah, and I know what's coming next. She said, well, I'm sorry, but the definition of irresistible is you can't resist. I'd go away with the guy. Have an adventure. I said, don't apologize. If I'd answer the door and he proposed to me, I would have gone away and I'm not even gay.
Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sell or Die, America's premier sales and personal development podcast. Adjust your earbuds on making money. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer.
Didn't you write that little red book or something?
Yeah, I wrote the little red book of selling. Yeah.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. What's up, everyone? We're glad you're here. We have a great episode today.
We have marketing expert Tom Pullund with us today, and he's going to talk about some unknown things in marketing that will lead you to sales. And I think that's probably as juicy a piece of intro as I can give you. But my challenge to you is this. This show is about you. And to prove that, we're going to answer a question right now from one of our diehards who posted it up on Facebook, our Facebook group, only for Sell or Diehard.
So before we get to Tom, let's get to a There was a no question.
Oh, there
today.
Was no question? What the fuck? There's no fucking question. That's
problem,
what I'm
guys.
Talking about.
Guys, not enough of you are posting in our Facebook group asking questions, so we have no question to answer today.
Or not, not go and get one.
No.
There bastard.
I think we are current right now, I believe, on the questions. So actually,
let's get to the answers.
Let's get to a five-star review.
Aha.
Oh, okay.
Why did I think of that?
This one is from Marco. And Marco writes, loved the podcast with SEO expert Emily Journey. Extremely insightful. Thanks, Jeffrey and Jen. I love that.
You're more than welcome, Marco.
Marco, thank you for giving us a five-star review. And to you diehards out there, please go on iTunes, give us a five-star review.
Yep.
And help us help you get more amazing guests on our episodes.
And Emily Journey is available for your SEO needs if you just hunt her down on
I bet
on
you
Google.
Could Google yeah. her.
I'll bet you can Google her. So if you guys give us a five-star review, we're very grateful for it. But I think really the most important thing for you guys is get something out of this podcast that you can turn into money.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, that makes us the happiest people on the planet.
That's right.
And it adds to our listenership, and it adds to our word of mouth, and it adds to your wallet. So we're going to talk to Tom Pullund today. He's pretty damn good. He's very insightful. I would adjust my ear pods onto high listening mode. Hey, Jen, what is Tom Pullund going to talk to us about today?
Here's what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about the most irresistible offer that a salesperson can give.
Cool.
In a really fascinating way. He's going to explain why a value prospect is similar to a 100-meter track. And he takes a deep dive into why those hurdles on the 100-meter track can be overcome by marketing.
By jumping over them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, the great Tom Poland. How did you first decide you were going to be a salesperson?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
It is.
I mean, there's an assumption in there that I'm a salesperson. And I'm only using the word sales and even uttering the word because I'm a guest on your highly esteemed
show. My God. Wait a second.
Wait, so you deceived us to get on?
Huh?
The only reason you need to sell anyone anything is if you suck at marketing.
Got it. Okay, so all you diehards out there, hold on. All you diehards out there, go to your marketing department and call them out into the hallway and flog their asses because it's obvious that their marketing is not working.
This has been the battle since time immemorial between marketing and sales, and it's not going to die. And we don't want it to die because we're having fun here.
Because there'd be no marketing department if no one made sales?
No, there'd be no sales if it didn't get leads generated, which is what marketing does.
Wait a second.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I tell my sales customers when I'm doing a seminar? When marketing gives you a slide deck, give it back to them. Tell them to make 5 sales and report their findings.
Well, you know the old saying, you guys will know this, it'll be a tattooed on the inside of your forehead, that nothing happens in a business until something's sold.
Correct.
We all agree with that.
Yeah.
And what I would say is nothing is sold until a lead is generated.
Or interest.
That's good marketing does.
Yeah. Okay. So, there is a difference between a lead and a good lead. And a lot of salespeople out there
are saying it was a bad lead.
Marketing sends me bad leads. So, what would you say to that?
Fire the marketing department.
Or the sales guy's a whiner, get rid of him. Somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Yeah, maybe. Or fire both of the bastards and get a new set of everything. Well, I mean, but what good marketing should do is it should put a highly qualified prospect in front of the salesperson, right?
Concur.
I mean, that's plan A. And do we want plan B? Do we want the salesperson wasting their time with people that aren't a fit, that don't really want to be there, that can't afford you, that don't like you? No, we don't want that. So what good marketing does is it provides two things. Volume and filters. It's like trying to get drinking water out of sewage. You don't want to try and drink that sucker without the filters in there. So we've got to have filters in place to get the quality right, get the fit right. We've got to have the volume to get enough leads. And that's what good marketing does is it gives us both volume and filters.
So what's the formula for qualifying that lead as they come in? What's the filter?
Well, It depends on the industry, of course, and my specialty is marketing the invisible, so professional services and independent consultants, financial planners, that sort of stuff. Anyone who doesn't have a physical thing, because if it's a physical thing, it's probably going to be a commodity, and I don't want to market that. If it's highly differentiated, that's a different story. But so my number one filter is, can you afford to work with me? Now, and I don't want to talk with anyone unless they have checked the box and said, yes, I can afford X, Y, Z number of dollars every month, provided we can agree it's a good idea to work together. Because otherwise you're talking to too many people. I call it milking mice. You're trying to get milk out of a mouse. It's
very
bloody frustrating. It's frustrating for me, and it's painful for the mouse.
They don't have many udders either. it's only a couple.
Nipples do not have to be big, Jeffrey.
I got it. So how do you narrow it down? I mean, that's a pretty blunt question to say, how much money are you willing to give me every month, isn't it?
Yeah, and people are, it's not so much how much will you give me, because I'll say as little as possible, but here's the fee. If you can afford that, we probably should have a conversation. So if you don't have the volume, you can't afford that filter, but that is a filter. We talked about filters. That's definitely a filter. So the greater the demand, which is the job of marketing to increase demand, then the more filters you can have and the higher your conversion rate when you're talking to a qualified prospect.
But I can probably afford this product, whatever this product is. But if you ask me that question, I don't want to work with you. I'm insulted.
Well, you would be, because we've only just met each other. But give me a first date, honey. Let's go from there.
Are you asking this question online to
Jen
strangers?
Jen prefers sweetie, by the way.
Let me tell you a little story that'll pacify Jen for at least 90 seconds. All right, please do. 90 seconds of pacification coming up. In February this year, I was stupid enough to be having coffee with my wife, not the stupid part, by the way. And I had a brain sneeze or something. I said, hey, I'm just curious, who would you say was the world's most irresistible man? And she, of course, looked at me and said, why, of course you are, dear. I said, yeah, bald, pot belly, wrinkled, who couldn't go for that, right? Yeah. No, I said, come on, who's the most? She came up with Hugh Jackman. And as soon as she said Hugh Jackman, she started doing this thing where she put her hands to her face and sort of trying to cool herself down. I said, okay, so Hugh Jackman's the world's most irresistible man. Stupid question number two coming up. I said, what would you do if there was a knock at the front door right now? You walked over there, you opened the door, and there was Hugh Jackman. He dropped to one knee and he held up a small red velvet box. He flipped it open. It was a $1 million diamond ring. He said, you don't know me, but my name's Hugh Jackman. Would you make me the happiest man on earth? Would you run away with me for the rest of my life? What would you say to him? She looked at me and she said, well, Tom, you know I love you, right? And I thought, yeah, and I know what's coming next. She said, well, I'm sorry, but the definition of irresistible is you can't resist. I'd go away with the guy, have an adventure. I said, don't apologize. If I'd answered the door and he proposed to me, I would have gone away and I'm not even gay. So moral of the story is, yeah, don't do Hugh Jackman marketing, because we are not the commercial value proposition equivalent of the irresistible Hugh Jackman. So you got to give people a date first. And I use online meetings for that. I say, look, if you have an interest in lead generation and you don't want to do cold calling and you think complicated online funnels are not your bag, come along and I'll show you how to generate leads. It's a very direct, transparent value proposition. It's kind of like a first date, because I'm definitely not the commercial equivalent of Hugh Jackman. So I'm certainly not blowing up to strange. Wait. I'm not the commercial. I'm not? No. Seriously, I ain't the physical equivalent. So you got to – you want to establish what I call psychological allure. And I know that sounds like mumbo jumbo.
No, but it doesn't. It doesn't. Because I was just going to ask you, is it logical or emotional?
Well, it's both. But it's got a big mistake that most people make in marketing, well, newbies to marketing, is thinking everything's got to be about the emotions. You know, if you're dealing with a sophisticated premium priced prospective client, you got to wake them up with the emotions, ideally without them knowing. But then you got to justify it with some logic prior to the purchase point.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to say that my name appears on a new book along with Napoleon Hill's name. The book is called Truthful Living, and it's yours for the clicking. It's not just a book. It's the very foundation of Napoleon Hill's self-help legacy. His long-lost original notes, letters, and lectures, now compiled, edited, and annotated for the modern reader.
In Truthful Living, Jeffrey has captured Hill's foundational wisdom for the 21st century. These easy-to-implement, real-world strategies for life, family, business, and the bottom line prove as energizing and inspiring today as they were nearly 100 years ago.
Go to Amazon, click on the link, own the book in any format you like, but read it, study it, and put it into your life.
So you've developed this leads program. I'm changing the subject here, if you haven't noticed.
You're awful. Yeah.
All right, so you've developed
this leads
program.
Back to me, come on,
right,
guys.
Exactly, yeah. Back to you. What made you want to develop this program? What, like, did you see a need in the marketplace, or where did it come from?
I wanted to make money, Jen.
Uh-huh. Well, you're honest. And, thank you.
And I blew like tens of thousands of dollars flying out of the world, sitting at the feet of alleged marketing gurus, coming back, implementing faithfully, and finding that 3 months after that, all I had was an empty bank account balance. Mm-hmm. So I got highly, 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 you guys say pissed, I think. Over here we say pissed off. It means the same thing.
Yeah.
Really freaking annoyed with spending money and spending energy and spending time and putting in whatever, a LinkedIn system, a Facebook advertising thing, whatever the heck it was, because I don't mind hard work, and finding that the freaking thing didn't work. Mm-hmm. So I figured in the end I had to just test and observe what worked in the world of reality, not in la la land that all these, because you know, most marketing people are really, really good at selling their thing. But unfortunately it's like they've got, you know, the value delivery is like a 2 out of 10 and their marketing's 10 out of 10.
Did you say most marketing people are good at selling?
No, well, I'm good at marketing. Let's put it like that. Yeah. Let's
Jen pays attention.
Okay, are you still back there? Okay. So, and I said the word selling. That was a mistake.
It's like
rewind.
A swear word, right? It's
Hit
like,
it. Say,
huh? Well, so it sounds like you learned a lot about like mistakes that people make when they learn from these supposed gurus? What are some of the biggest mistakes that you've learned about the wrong – like what should we avoid when we're doing marketing?
Right. Well, the first thing to avoid is all the marketers out there who have a course or have a program or have a seminar or have a workshop or have a how-to that say something like this. Trust me. Give me your money and I will show you how to get clients in. That's the first thing to avoid.
Yeah.
Because it's not a level playing field. What they're essentially saying is you should trust me, but I won't trust you. Since when was that a way to predicate a long relationship, a long and win-win relationship? So and there's so many bullshit artists out there. There's so many hype marks. You know, Seth Godin wrote that book, and I was mortally offended when I first saw the title, All Marketers Are Liars. But the longer I stay in this business, the more I appreciate that he wasn't far from the truth. I'd like him to say, subtitle, except Tom Poland, but he wouldn't go for that.
I know him.
He hasn't met you yet. Maybe
I can call him up and ask him. Would that be okay?
You can. And you can tell him that my book just arrived on his doorstep like 2 days ago, my latest book.
Oh, cool.
So, Leadsology. Yeah, because I wanted to say they're both Leadsology. This is the first one was The Science of Being Demand. Second one's Marketing the Invisible.
Cool.
Because I wanted to say thank to him. I sent him an email. I said, look, I don't want like an endorsement. I don't want anything. I just want to say thanks for all the great blog post you put out over the year. I'll send you a copy of the book. Mm-hmm. So he's got it. Anywho.
But isn't that how every sale is made? Like I trust you and then I give you my money?
Well, that's how almost all sales are made. You're quite right.
Hang on a second. Let me share this with you. I have a marketing philosophy. I put myself in front of people that can say yes to me and I deliver value first. That's my philosophy of marketing. And you
first
just
for what?
Huh?
When you said you deliver value first, what comes second?
Information. Well, no, I'm giving before I'm wanting to receive. The same way you just did with Seth Godin. You sent him your book and said, I don't want anything. But I guarantee he'll get back to you.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll be nice to have. That'll be the cream of the cake. But how about this? How about we say to people, look, here's the real oil. This is going to make you money. Pay me later.
I think a lot of people would go for that.
They do.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like I wanted to do this, but what I say to clients is, you know how you've heard all these people say, trust me, give me your money and I'll show you how to get clients. And they go, yeah, I've heard that. And so have you ever done that? And they go, oh, yeah, probably 5, 6, 7 times. And how did it work out for you?
Not good.
Not so good.
Yeah.
And so I say, well, should we stop doing that? I go, what do you mean? I said, well, if we agree it's a good idea to work together, what I recommend is that you don't trust me. And that kind of stops them in the tracks. They go, if we're going to work together, don't I have to trust you? I said, well, it hasn't been working out for you, has it? No, it hasn't. Okay, so why don't we do this? I'll trust you instead. I'll meet with you 4 times over the next month. I'll give you the keys to the vault, everything that you need to get going and the whole system. I will hold nothing back. If at the end of the month you think I'm the real deal, then yes, I would like to be paid for that month. Thank you very much. But this way, you don't have to trust me. I'll trust you.
That sounds pretty fair to me.
So diehards, I don't trust Tom yet because I have not taken him up on that offer. But we should all be taking him up on that offer this month. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
So I'm assuming your stuff might be pre-recorded, so you're not fielding all kinds of calls from all kinds of rabbits. Or do you pre-qualify?
So I have an online program, quite right.
Uh-huh,
So it doesn't cost me more than maybe, you know, I work with groups. I have an online program, so it's all scalable, which is one of the things I recommend a lot about our executive coach consultants do. So it's still, I'm still showing up 4 times a week to meetings in those groups. So a new client, you know, can have 16 meetings with me over the course of that first month. They get complete access to everything. They could download everything, the whole system. It's step by step. It's paint by numbers. It's not easy to implement, but it's easier to implement. And it gets some new clients in the door for as long as the thing keeps working, which is probably at least a decade. But the point is this, that what good marketing does, and I do apologize for using that word constantly, marketing instead of selling, but
no,
what good marketing does is, no, I don't. I mean, you're quite right. is you imagine a 100-meter track, right? And you go put a pot of gold at the end of it, and that's your value proposition. That's the this is how you're going to benefit from doing this deal. And your prospect is at the start line of that 100-meter track. And we look at the prospect and say, why aren't they moving towards my pot of gold? It's a beautiful pot of gold. It's going to make them a fortune, or it's going to lose them weight, or it's going to whatever, fix their relationship, whatever it is. But it's a great pot of gold. And I know they want the freaking pot of gold. Why aren't they moving? But what the prospect sees between them and the pot of gold are all these hurdles, like, you know, 100-meter hurdle track. Risk, price, will I implement, and so on and so on.
Will it
on.
Work? What are the barriers? Am I good enough to do this?
Yeah.
What's my wife going to say?
Trust this right. bald guy is not quite as good looking as Hugh Jackman, but almost. And good marketing removes the obstacles in the mind of that prospect, so they run down the track to get the pot of gold. But what's the biggest obstacle? Am I going to risk some money? Am I going to lose money? Is this going to be another one of those experiences where I get disappointed and frustrated? And people offer money back guarantees. That's nice. But most folk are nice and they don't want to ask for the money back. So that's yeah, no lost its power now.
So what? Give me a range of what it might cost for that month.
$500 is the starting point. So my lowest price program, which is still bloody good, is $500 a month over 12 months. I deliver the value over 8 weeks. They have a whole thing set up and running after 8 weeks. I trust them to keep the payments. They can pay up front, which is my preference, of course. But if they want a cash flow, because budget's tight, $500 a month over 12 months, you get all the things set up in 8 weeks, you're off and running. And then you're paying me out of the money you're earning from the program I just showed you how to work, right?
Hmm. This is a very interesting concept, one yeah, that I Jen's haven't actually buy. Heard before.
No, Jen's going to take one.
No.
Well, This is why I say what good marketing does is it takes away all the reasons why people would not buy, provided you're talking to the right person.
Of course.
And they, just like Jen just now, she's sitting there going, Jesus, there's no reason why I wouldn't try that.
Right.
That's good marketing.
What she's going over in her mind is what's the risk, what's the reward? And if she feels that there's a high reward for this, then she will.
Quite right.
Yeah,
right.
She'll thank take you both for analyzing me.
Yeah, no problem. But
I want to know what you're thinking.
As a female,
that I am. I don't,
yeah, that you are. You're looking for the downside, the flaw, and what the hell could happen.
Okay, this is no offense to like New Yorkers because I'm from there, but like as a New Yorker, I'm skeptical.
Right, of everything and everyone.
Yeah, right. and so you should be.
No. The Uber driver pulls up and he goes, Jen. And she goes, Jen who?
No, I check his license plate. There could be more than one Jen.
Yeah, you take a photo quickly.
Exactly.
Put it on Instagram.
I send it to Jeffrey. Exactly.
If I don't get out of this car in half an hour, this is the guy who killed me.
Right.
No, I send him my location. It's so easy now.
Yeah. I track her. But here's the challenge. The challenge that you have given is a marketing anomaly. Nobody's going to give away their stuff.
Yeah. Do you think you're starting a trend?
I hope not. I don't want the competition.
Exactly. But it works. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it.
But other people that are competing with you might feel like now they have to give it away too.
There's no fucking way because they don't think their stuff's going to work. Therefore, they got to get money up front.
You have to be pretty confident in your stuff.
Yeah, you do. You got to back yourself. You got to have some brass balls, you know. It's because it's a risk. And I've thought about this for months before I tried it. And I thought, well, what if people prove to be untrustworthy? And I thought about people generally and how the majority of them are trustworthy. The majority of them actually keep their word unless they run out of money. I mean, if they absolutely have to choose between paying me my $500 and keeping electricity going for the family, I get that.
So what percent?
Most people are trustworthy. Two-thirds.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay.
Two-thirds are trustworthy. So if you look at the extra business I get in, geez, I almost used that word sales again. The extra business I get in versus the business I lose. And hey, you know what? Of the one-third, they run into financial trouble or they get, you know, they go and chase another shiny thing. I don't know what they do. But of the one-third that fail to complete the 12-month payments, most of them complete the first few months. And of that one-third that don't complete the payments, guess what? They don't show up anyhow. They don't implement. They're just people God bless them, go from one shiny thing to another.
They thought it was. They thought they would have to do nothing.
Pretty much. They thought it was going to be – and I say to people, it's hard work. Give me 8 hours a week. Over 8 weeks, the leads will start coming in. If people say to me, oh, man, Tom, I need them in sooner than that. 8 weeks is a long way away. I said, well, grab your diary. Have a look at 8 weeks back. See what you're doing on that day and tell me it took a long time to get here. It's like you blinked and you're here.
That's true.
So for God's sake, stop.
So this is a podcast, which means for a lot of you, you don't get a chance to see us.
That's why you should follow us on Instagram. I'm at Gittimer. Jen is at Jen in any minute, all one word.
We post pictures of our travel, behind the scenes of the podcast, and of course, sales wisdom. If you're not on Instagram, we just gave you one great reason to join.
So follow us today, and you might get a shout out on our next Motivation Monday show.
At Gittimer, at Jen in any minute, we'll see you on the gram.
Is gram one of those words that if you're cool, you use gram instead of Instagram?
Now it is. I would say we'll see you on Insta.
Yeah, I would say gram. You say Insta, I say gram.
How much has your business grown when you changed to this method?
Five times.
Wow.
Five times.
Wow.
And that growth, I mean, I've hit a plateau now. I have to re-engineer a few things. Average sales of 97,000 a month, which is not a lot for, I mean, you can't live on that, right? But it's a start. And so I've hit a ceiling around there. So I've got to re-engineer things a little bit so we can get to the next level. But, it was one factor. And I would love to be able to point, go back and go, these are the three things that took us from, 25 to close on 100 grand a month and that sort of stuff. But that's definitely a factor.
That's pretty amazing.
But some of it's untrackable or some of it's undefinable.
It is. I mean, us marketers would love to be able to say we can point, identify exactly which lead generated X, Y, Z.
Yeah, but it
is complex. You can't specifically do that unless it's purely an online funnel, maybe. But the thing is, we often change two or three things simultaneously and you go, boom, you get a better result. Which one of the three was the magic ingredient or was it all three?
Yeah.
There's no way of telling definitively, but it's definitely a factor.
For sure. And for those of you Americans, XYZ is Australian for XYZ.
Yes.
By the way, this is sort of random, but Dr. Ivan Meisner wrote a testimonial for your book. We love Ivan Meisner.
He kind of did, and he kind of didn't.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well there's one
he's on the cover,
on
right?
Your website from him.
Yeah. But so what happened is I reached out, and he is the most fabulous
He's a great human being.
Yeah, great guy.
He is really, if we took Buddha and Christ and Muhammad out, I guess he's in the top three of all time legends as far as I'm concerned. Anywho, so what happened is I'd interviewed Ivan a couple of times and he'd given me some articles for when we were doing article dissemination stuff. And I reached out and I said, hey, Ivan, I got a new book coming out and, just love it if you could read it and endorse it maybe if you like it, no commitment. And I still remember he didn't eat my back straight away. He said, color me cooperative. Sure, send the book, but do me a favor. He said, write what you want me to say about it. I'll read it and I'll edit it if I want to and I'll send it back to you. How's that? I said, yeah, terrific. So I shipped the book off, sent the quote off. So I wrote the quote.
Oh. Brilliant.
And
that's what marketing people do. They do other people's shit.
I was just going to say, that sounds like marketing to me.
It's marketing 102. No, let me explain something, though. It's marketing 102.
Yeah.
The first thing, to get through marketing 101, which I tried in college several times, it was the most difficult thing. It's mathematics.
What? I loved marketing 101. It was a piece of cake.
And maybe it was
that's why you're together, right?
No. Well, when I took marketing 101, the light bulb still hadn't been invented, so it was a different time.
Yeah, maybe they taught us different things.
Yeah. So why don't we take your course as an experiment?
Yeah, that could be cool, but we'd have to do shit.
Yeah, we don't do shit.
I mean, no, we'd have to figure out when we could take the course so that we could do stuff.
Do we have to dedicate one person to it, or could we divvy it up?
No, you can divvy it up. I mean, I say to every client, one of the first things we said in the start of the program is if you've got a key person in your organization that you're kind of thinking, well, if I try and do this myself, it may not get done quite as fast or quite as well, then bring that other person on board. There's no extra charge. We just want to get you implementing and get the leads coming in for you. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. Because if you do that, it's not because of Mother Teresa or some sort of saint, you know, it's because if you blow it out of the ballpark using my stuff, you're going to refer other people.
I have to say, this is one of the most unique concepts I've ever heard on our show. And we've interviewed hundreds of guests. I mean, this is phenomenal.
We're going to continue this conversation offline.
Yeah, this has been great.
But I'd like to try to figure out, can we do this and can we report back to our diehards that it actually has brought us leads? Because every diehard wants a lead.
Yeah, and diehards, like if any of you try this with Tom, please report back in the Facebook group. We want to know what you think. So does Tom.
And Tom's, all of Tom's contacts will be in the show notes.
That's right. Where do people go to find out more information?
Well, they can go to the website, of course, www.leadsology.guru. And I apologize for .guru, but .com was gone. And my take on it is like, it's not like guru as in spiritual leader. It's guru as in G, you are you. Oh, that was good. Yeah. Boom. Kaboom.
Very funny. Very funny. It was a kangaroo joke, right?
And it's a dad joke, as my daughters would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywho, they can go there. There's a bunch of free stuff there. Oh, there's one thing that you diehards would probably like. 5hourchallenge.com. Generate 5 fresh leads in just 5 days and hopefully 1 new client. Takes you 1 hour a day over 5 days. I'll show you how to do this completely free. 5hourchallenge.com. Email me directly. I'm closed for new clients at the moment because it's been so successful. I've shut the doors for a month, which is going to cost me like $97,000. And every marketing bone in my body does not want to do that. But email me because we'll probably reopen maybe October, November, something like that. Tom@leadsology.guru.
I love that. Leadsology is a good.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Yeah, it sounds like the science of lead generation.
Let's get our sales guy into that challenge.
You got it.
All right, cool.
Okay, and in the meantime, diehards, we want to thank the great Tom Poland because he was an intriguing guest, to say the least.
Yes.
And doing something that nobody else is doing. Like, if it works, you pay me. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, it's like if the donut's good, you pay for it. I mean,
yeah, have a bite.
Huh? And if it sucks, have they pay bite. You.
Yeah, exactly. But thank you for this insight. I mean, you woke Jen and I up to a point where we don't know how the hell to say no to you.
Well.
We'll figure out a way. Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, guys. Been fun. Cheers.
So that was pretty interesting. You don't pay until he performs for you. I kind of like that process.
I wonder how many salespeople would go out of business if that was their offer.
Oh, my goodness.
Diehards, how much are you willing to stake on what you offer? And how deep is your belief in what you offer? Would you even be able to make this kind of offer to your customers and your prospects?
When I was early on in the speaking business, people would challenge me and say, hey, how do I know you're any good? And I would say, well, take my check and hold it up in between your 4 fingers in the back of the room. And if I'm no good, tear my check in half. But if I'm amazing, double it. And they would go, okay, we'll pay you. Okay, we'll pay you. Amazing.
I love that. But that's because, okay, 2 things.
What?
1, you delivered.
And 2, okay. I had balls.
And 2, you had confidence in what you were going to deliver. And right. So, diehards, the question for you is, does your company deliver? And do you have confidence that is that deep that you'd be willing to stake it on the payment?
Does your company deliver and does you deliver? Those are the 2 does's.
Yeah.
And I think that many people are insecure about their offer. And as a result of it, they're insecure about their price. And as a result of it, they're willing to drop their price at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. Our prices are fair and our prices are firm, and that's where you need to go with that process.
It's a really – I mean, it's unique what he's doing. It's
totally
very
unique.
Cool.
Yeah. I totally love that. And think about what you do, diehards. Think about how deeply you believe in your price and you believe in your value. The deeper you are, the more sales you're going to make. Because I can tell you this, Tom Pullen makes a lot of sales.
Think about this also, like with this method, it's so easy to get referrals because the people who are seeing results are going to tell all their friends and all their buddies, you got to do this too.
So thanks to Tom and thanks to you diehards, we have Friday coming up.
That's
tomorrow.
Right. Best of Friday. If you miss an episode this week, make sure you tune in to our best of and go get yourself a copy of the Truthful Living book, guys. If you haven't gotten it, go get yourself a copy.
And today being the All Hallows Eve, I would challenge you to go out and treat people.
Wait, that was yesterday.
No, it wasn't today.
Yeah, November 1st, I believe, is All Hallows Eve.
Oh, it is? I thought it was October 31st.
Yeah, November 1st. Yeah, but this is coming out on November 1st.
Oh, well then, fuck it.
All right, so we will – are we doing a Motivation Monday, Doug, next week?
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are. Okay. So, guys, we will see you next week on Motivation Monday.
And we hope to see you in Atlanta as well.
And all through
That's
the week.
That's right. Yes. We'll be in Atlanta next week doing Motivation Monday from there. I think you can still get tickets. cgittimer.com/Atlanta.
Show up for the leadership seminar and the sales seminar. Special guest Andy Horner on the Tuesday event.
Yeah, he's going to be talking about creativity.
He's an amazing guy.
Awesome.
So thank you very much for your listenership. And thank you for listening to Sell or Die. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm challenging you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Sell or Die Hards. If you love the show, make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard. And we thank you.